It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Bells.
Here's the good news.
It is not necessarily the news. Your number eight source for trusted news out there. That's all right. We have reporters in the field. As long as that field doesn't have snakes in it.
Oh, there's snakes in the field.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section. As you can see, Heather Lee standing just for you. Mm-hmm. Well, they rolled out, boy, in a big way, too, as it was nice having the Donald on yesterday. It was evidently
was
enjoyed.
<it?
laughs> Got a lot of emails about it.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Good right there. So, yes, and while he's tooling around picking up his Boeing 747 and whatnot in Saudi Arabia in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia rolled out a mobile McDonald's truck for Trump's visit while he was there so he could have McDonald's right there. A mobile
so
McDonald's
special.
Truck. Yeah, and he thought that jet was nice.
Mega.
How about that? Your turn.
So, it's the question going viral in the country world. Who would you put on the Mount Rushmore of country music? Blake Shelton chiming in, and the answer is...
Earl Thomas Conley, Mark Cawley, Paul Overstreet, and Travis Tritt was definitely on there, too. So,
that's yeah. Amazing. Love.
Yeah, those are all 90s guys, I guess. You know, well, Earl's hits were also in the 80s,
yeah.
Too. So that's what I grew up listening to.
Mm-hmm. Strong list.
Mm. Meanwhile, during the appearance on the Today Show, they brought him out one of his favorite dishes. That would be some freshly fried calamari at 8:30 in the morning. And he appreciated the gesture, but also admitted that it was stinking up the studio, perhaps more than a fresh cricket, and really was just hoping to get out of there without getting sick on the set. So congratulations, Blake. Look at you go.
And congratulations, a couple of, reverse 180 rulings yesterday. So Los Angeles judge yesterday ruled and re-sentenced Eric and Lyle Menendez. So they're now in their 50s. They had their sentences basically reduced to 50 years to life. And that makes them eligible for parole. So that will be up to the parole board and Governor Gavin Newsom on the Menendez brothers. And then Pete Rose, I guess, come on in. Of course, Pete Rose passing away just a little while ago. And with that lifetime ban from Major League Baseball for betting on it back in the late 80s, early 90s, Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, reversed that, saying it, basically that he unbanned everybody who's no longer with us. So they said really what it is. It was a lifetime ban, and now the life is over. So Pete Rose, once again, is finally eligible to get into the MLB Hall of Fame, all-time hits leader and the like. And this also puts in the chance for Shoeless Joe Jackson and other members of the Chicago White Sox from 1919, the Black Sox scandal, which was all the rage back in the day. So now they won't be able to get in the Hall of Fame until like 2028 at the earliest. The committee doesn't vote again until the end of 2027. So, but it could be in. Finally, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe getting in. Back to you.
It's the hottest topic around. The new relationship between Billy Ray Cyrus and Liz Hurley. But now we've got one person's opinion that really matters, and that would be one Dolly Parton. Rumors are swirling that the living legend thinks he's maybe out of his weight class when it comes to dating a supermodel. He's vulnerable, and she's high maintenance. Could she chew him up and spit him out? Well, that's what everyone may be thinking, because Liz tends to get infatuated and kind of bored. Moves on. Does her thing.
I don't know. He's a fascinating dude. I don't know. Guy's got like nine lives when it comes to being a pop culture thing.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Billy Ray, for everything. So it's moving day at the Vatican. The papal apartment that has been sealed since Francis's death, even though Pope Francis never used it. So 12 years it sat there. Has like a dozen rooms. Pope Leo the 14th will be moving in today. So we all know how fun that is, moving day. Now now he's got to find a roommate. Man, oh. It's 12 rooms, man. That's going
to
be tough.
That's a lot of space to spread out.
The electric bill.
For one guy?
That.
Single dude that's never been married?
The moving's the worst, man, especially since the boatmobile doesn't have, like, a tow package on it. You know, you can't move the U-Haul there. But I understand when Pope Leo asked, you know, if anybody could help him move. Suddenly, all the cardinals took a vow of silence.
Oh.
Does anybody have a truck?
So everybody knows that, you know, those summer bodies are made in the winter. But don't worry. There's lots of ways to spoil them this summer. Did you see all the new menu items that are hitting places? Well, DQ has some very special Blizzard treats. Wendy's has mix-ins for their Frosties. And Bluebell Ice Cream, well, they are upping it all with something called Groom's Cake, KB. That would be the chocolate ice cream with chocolate cake pieces. Chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, swirls of strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. You can look for that at a store near you in the very near future.
Yeah, getting 100 today. Might be showering in a Slurpee machine later on. Amazon Prime Video is bringing back the iconic show American Gladiators. And hosting it? He's awesome. WWE's The Miz will be hosting it. So if you don't remember that from the 80s, man, that was great television viewing. It's back. You all right over there? Good. Good. Just checking on you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And a new streaming service, by the way, called Fox One will launch soon. And it combines Fox News and Fox Sports. So I can watch a touchdown and a meltdown at the same time. Sure, you okay over there?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to check on you. Finally, where both your team and your country are under attack at the same time. Yeah.
MAGA.
There you go.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.